A Jewish Journal article. Big Sunday Gala. Federation, Spago Cedars, Meltzer honored. Community nonprofit Big Sunday held its 8th annual gala, celebrating 24 years of the organization's work promoting volunteerism as well as 4 distinguished honorees. The March 23 event at the Candela La Brea honored Mark Cantor of iconic Cantor's Deli, Emmy-winning writer and producer Lauren Pomerantz, actor Elizabeth Higgins Clark, and live entertainment company Live Nation. Each of the honorees has contributed to Big Sunday's mission of connecting people through helping and opportunities to volunteer. Cantor's Deli has provided food for thousands of people at countless Big Sunday events. Pomerantz and Higgins Clark supported Big Sunday relief efforts during the pandemic, and Live Nation has provided financial support. We have such wonderful honorees, and it's a great way to celebrate an amazing year for Big Sunday, while kicking off a new one. Big Sunday founder and executive director David Levinson said. Big Sunday, which was launched in 1999, grew out of a Mitzvah Day event at Temple Israel of Hollywood. It is one of the country's foremost organizations dedicated to encouraging people of all ages and backgrounds to volunteer. Attendees of the Jewish Federation's recent Interfaith Seder included, from left, LA Federation President Rabbi Noah Farkas, Federation Chair Orna Wolins, LA Mayor Karen Bass, County Supervisor Holly Mitchell, and Mary Kohav, Vice President of Jedi and Community Engagement at the Federation. Courtesy of Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles on the second night of Passover, the West Los Angeles Children's Choir performs at Spago's annual Interfaith Seder in Beverly Hills before a crowd of nearly 300 guests. Photo by Ryan Torek. In celebration of Passover, the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles held an Interfaith Freedom Seder in Culver City. Drawing Federation leaders, elected officials and others, the April 3 event at the Wendy Museum was held in partnership with the Office of LA County Supervisor Holly Mitchell and included a conversation on overcoming historic and modern-day oppression. People from multiple communities and faith backgrounds turned out to learn about the universal themes derived from the Exodus story. They also enjoyed self-guided tours of the museum's exhibition, Vietnam in Transition, along with a dinner showcasing the diversity of the city. Barbara Meltzer. Courtesy of Meltzer, Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff announced that West Hollywood resident Barbara Meltzer was among the 16 outstanding women from California's 30th District, Schiff's District, being recognized as a 2023 Woman of the Year. Expressing his admiration for the honorees, Schiff said, "The 2023 Woman of the Year honorees are an inspiration to their communities for their passion and dedication to service. These women are not just leaders in their fields of work, but in their communities making our home a better place for all. I am thrilled to have been given this honor by a person I so highly admire and respect," Meltzer said. "The work that I do is in service of others without thought of awards, but it does feel quite wonderful to have received this." Throughout her career, Meltzer worked for entertainment companies including NBC before opening her own public relations and marketing firm. Her civic engagement efforts have focused on supporting people over the age of 50, and she has served on the Los Angeles County Commission for Older Adults. She is passionate about creating age-friendly communities.